Welcome back to Lost in Theaters, the podcast where Ruth and I discuss movies that have slipped through the cracks of pop culture.
Hi.
That's Ruth. And I'm Rachel. So, before we dive into our next film, which I'm thrilled to discuss this week, some closing comments on Kantinfloss from last week, which I still say like a German. I hear it, and it kind of drives me nuts. His name was Mario Moreno, guys. Just because...
That's pretty different.
I kept misremembering it, and it was a problem. Mario Moreno is the real name of Kantinfloss, and for clarification, in Spanish-speaking communities, Mario Moreno, Kantinfloss, is still, like... You know, as much of a household name as Charlie Chaplin is in...
Oh, cool.
But then this movie is definitely lost in theaters insofar as people... It didn't get very... People didn't really watch it. It didn't really spread around. Nobody really didn't really get anywhere.
Like the Mr. Rogers movie that came out recently.
Yeah, but the thing about Mr. Rogers movies, I heard about it still.
Yeah, well, it just came out.
Yeah, but I didn't hear about... That one came out in, like, 2016, I think, and I didn't hear anything about it.
And how old were you?
16, Ruth.
Uh-huh.
I heard about Mr. Rogers.
Trapped in school.
At the same time.
With no social media.
Look, our secretary told me about Mr. Rogers, the movie that came out.
No, I mean, like, the cultural equivalent.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What the...
How are you, then?
Yes. Yeah. And... Heads up, keep your eye out for this, folks. Ruth and I will probably do a special bonus podcast soon discussing what it means to be lost in theaters / what pop culture is.
There is mild fear in my stomach.
And in mine, Ruth. It's a convoluted topic. It's coming, folks. Stay tuned. Okay.
Yay.
This week. Are you ready, Ruth?
Not usually.
This was not even on my radar until the day that I watched it, okay?
I'm afraid to disappoint you with my lack of reaction.
Oh, no. I expect lack of reaction.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you ready?
As long as we're on the same page.
Particularly with this one, right? Okay.
Oh, here we go.
The movie's name is Sinful Davy.
Like pushing up daisies?
No, Ruth. Sinful Davy. I realize now the contention was around the Davy bit. Yeah.
Right, okay.
This came out in 1969.
Woo!
Yeah.
Isn't that the year?
Oh!
Someone in our family was born.
The winter of 69, folks! I'm gonna write a song just like the summer of 69, but it's gonna be the winter of 69.
We're not gonna say who was born.
It was the winter of 69! It's gonna be a great song.
Whoa.
I'm so excited. Okay. Unrelatedly, Sinful Davy.
It sounds like a hamster. I'm gonna be honest.
Wow.
It sounds like something you would name
okay.
your demonic hamster
what?
Trapped in a classroom.
What if I said it like this? Sinful Davy!
And now all I can think of is Dr. Lyle Jeffrey.
Yeah, actually, whenever he talks about his dad and talking about him.
Yeah.
Davy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, that's the right vibe. Yeah, that's the right vibe, Ruth, because this movie, so low spoiler section, though, before we, sorry, right vibe, low spoiler section, I didn't like this movie.
Got it.
But I didn't regret watching it, Ruth.
Ew.
Because the premise and the arc of the movie, like what it was trying to do was actually, I enjoyed the idea a lot in retrospect. However, the movie itself, I did not enjoy. So, you know, those live action, the Narnia movies from BBC...
Oh, the ones before the ones that
the
were
ones
made?
Before the ones that
the ones
were
you got in VHS from the library.
Yeah, where Reepicheep
is
someone is
a man in a mouse suit
and you're just aghast.
And that's like the only glaring thing that's wrong.
It's weird, right?
Because everything else is fine.
You
and you're
kind
just desperately
of...
trying to ignore the man in the mouse costume.
You're willing, especially if you see that one first. You're willing to enjoy those movies.
That one meaning The Voyage of the Dawn Treader.
Right, but it, actually, there was also the Silver Chair.
That was it.
And I never saw this one, but apparently there was a Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, too.
Wouldn't they do all of them?
I don't know. Has anyone done the last battle?
Because I thought they did all of them.
If they did the last battle, I want to see whatever they did at the
those
end.
Are some lost... No, they're not. People know about
People
those.
People know about those. There's enough Narnia fans out there.
That's a good point.
Sort of spread. But no, so... But you know, like, when the acting in those movies gets kind of, like, harsh? Do you know what I mean? That's what the acting is like in this movie. Most of the time.
Weird.
Is the harsh acting. And additionally, two more things. Okay, so think, so Star Wars came out in 1977. So remember that when you watch Star Wars, because, so the story of Star Wars alone is just great, right? And so it keeps you enthralled. But when people who have never had, have no love for Star Wars watch episode 4, they are just baffled that anyone has ever loved this movie because it is such a 70s movie, like just like graphically and like, and just the way that it's filmed and how it looks and the pacing and people get upset and they're like, how do people like this movie? Because they just don't have any love for it and are willing to like give it grace and appreciate the glory.
I have a dark secret.
You don't like it, Ruth, do you? That took no time for me to understand, sister.
I'm not sure I don't like it. It's not really...
You don't have a soft spot for it?
Really?
Oh my goodness. That's okay, Ruth. We'll talk
about... I do like the stories.
Right.
But, like, the actual movies. I just...
You know, that's the case with a lot of things in life, I think.
I love talking about it. I love the world building.
Right. And similarly with this movie, with Sinful Davy, where... and additionally, because people don't have anything going into this movie, there isn't... There's this willingness to look past the agedness of the film, right? Like, it's very 1969 in its filming. Additionally, and this was really frustrating, there were far too many moments where I thought, was that a woman's bare breast that I just saw? Ruth, it was just really weird. Like, it would be just, you know... You're just watching a movie, and then you're like, what? And it would just be...
I'm desperately trying to come up with a reaction for you.
I know. And it would just be... And it wasn't long enough that you were just so certain, but you just would be so... Yeah.
Are they just walking around topless?
No. No. This... Sinful Davy is a ladies' man.
Okay.
Right? And okay. So there are obviously gonna be some scenes where... You know, he's loving the ladies, let's say.
Wow.
And you know, like, nowadays, if it's a PG-13 movie, and they have ways of filming these things.
Yeah.
And then just this one, they just didn't have that, like, skill developed or something.
Maybe they just didn't see it as an issue.
Right, again, 1969, maybe... Our mother keeps talking about how, like, often these, when you go back and watch these PG-13 movies from the 60s and 70s, you're just shocked at what they allowed to slide in these things, what they thought was okay. So, that was also a consistent downer. Not a consistent downer. It was... Just a few times, but very off-putting every time.
Are we just more sensitive now?
I guess. I don't know. I just think...
I mean, I'm not.
I think it also...
That's also a problem.
...was just... It just didn't... Yeah. It didn't fit the tone or who it was set for. Like, if you're like a...
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It just... Well, it didn't make sense in any way.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
No, I haven't seen the movie.
Right. You haven't seen the movie.
So I can't make a judgment there.
Okay. So, I just didn't really like the movie as a watching experience. But stay tuned, folks, because there's so much more that's in store. We have some great things to talk about ahead.
So So now that you've just lost most of our audience.
I know! They're like, why do I need to watch this movie? Are you ready, guys? Medium spoiler section. Because it needs a remake. It must be.
What?
This movie needs a remake so bad. In the same way that The Rocketeer does not need a remake. Right? Because for some reason.
Did you say that?
I did, I think, during The Rocketeer.
Man, I don't remember.
Yeah, in the same way that The Rocketeer does not need a remake, this movie desperately needs a remake.
Oh.
Because David Haggart, with a T, folks, Haggart, was a real dude.
What?
Yeah, he lived from 1801 to 1821. Okay, 20 years of his life.
Okay.
When he was caught, finally, he was a Scottish highwayman, okay? When he was caught, he proceeded, like, just before getting hanged, to write an autobiography.
Oh.
Of his own life. Like, which is, like, an autobiography. Yeah, okay. He writes the story of his own life, which, if you Google David Haggart, again, make sure you do it with a T, because I accidentally with a D once, and then it was just, like, random people. So, with two G's and a T. The second Google results to come up consistently for me was the actual manuscript, not handwritten manuscript, but, like, print manuscript of this man's autobiography that you can just look at. Okay?
I mean,
of his life, Ruth. He just this man who said, I'm gonna write my autobiography of my life as a highwayman in Scotland as just before I die.
I mean, he knew who he was.
Yeah, and then he's like, and then I'm gonna dedicate it to the person who supported me, who didn't mean to support me, who was, like, this baron who he robbed. It's, like, a whole thing.
Is this just Robin Hood, or what?
No. He was... So, another thing important, interestingly, about this fellow is he's not... So, it's funny how, in our minds, we think of, like, Robin Hood or Batman, who technically doesn't kill... Part of his code is, like, not killing people, whereas real criminals are a little more prone to murder, I think. Willingness to murder.
Now what would you know about that, Rachel?
Nothing, Ruth. Okay, I compare him more to Barbossa in Pirates of the Caribbean. Insofar as this...
Yeah, Robin Hood.
Just... No, because Robin Hood...
I'm kidding.
Barbossa is totally... Just swashbuckling, I'll shoot you in the head for crossing me. Ta-da.
And then you shoot him right back.
Yeah, and then you don't die. Why? Because you both took the treasure. And you're both just skeletons now, and you're bored. Okay. So,
That's a Pirates of the Caribbean reference.
That's right, folks. Okay. So the story, the movie, follows the life of Davy...
Crockett.
Haggart. As he... And when he first enters his criminal enterprise, the middling part, and then when he ends his career.
Middling.
Yeah. So it's sort of a following of that, and like I said already.
How much similarity does it bear to... Oh, dang, I just blanked on it. Consolation of Philosophy by Boethius.
None.
Cool.
Except that it's prison literature. You're right. In the great genre that is prison literature. Yeah, no, there's no visiting of the muse or philosophy.
It's just a regular old autobiography.
It's an autobiography. Although, you know, like a cross between that and The Confessions, you know? Ugh. Except totally secularified because Davy Haggart was Davy Haggart. Yeah.
Because Davy Haggart
it stars, the main actor is John Hurt. Now, some people are really excited to hear this news. I don't know who these people are. Because every time John Hurt is in anything, he gets he's always given special attention. He's the voice of the dragon in Merlin. Every single opening sequence of Merlin credits the voice of the dragon to John Hurt, whether or not the dragon is in that episode of Merlin.
Oh.
Every time, Ruth. I don't know why I noticed this, but I did. And additionally, he plays the wartime doctor in the Doctor Who series. And he's like, they were like, we got John Hurt for Doctor Who.
Like the old one?
Like no, the old set? The new one. he was an old guy when he played the new wartime doctor.
Which number?
Like in the he was in it for a special.
Oh.
Yeah. I think he passed away recently though. John Hurt.
I feel like you should have looked that one up.
I know. This seems crucial. Yeah. No, but John Hurt is in this one. He's got floppy hair and he's a lovely, lovely fellow. Yes, John Hurt. Uh-huh. Yes, he died in 2017. Yeah.
That was how many years ago?
I wish I could tell you, sister.
Three years.
Three?
It's 2017.
Oh my gosh,
it's 2020.
Yeah. That's alarming. Okay. So, yeah. That's the middle spoiler section, Ruth. How do you feel?
I feel highly uninformed.
Oh. Well?
But, you know, that's just kind of my
questions,
state in life.
Questions? Comments? Concerns? Before we go about telling everyone what happened and why it's such a great movie, why the movie needs to be remade. Like, seriously. The premise is a really good premise, right? You've got this Scottish highwayman who...
Yeah.
Who you follow, you know, his goal is, he's trying to, actually his dad was also a highwayman, so he's following in his father's footsteps, okay, and he's trying to be as good, if not better, than his father at being a highwayman.
Okay.
And, which is a robber, for those who don't know what a highwayman is, I keep saying highwayman, and then I was like, wait, that's not normal.
But like a robber on the road.
Yeah, a robber on the road.
Like a
the old
carriages.
Road. and so he's trying to be just like his dad and do this, and his father got caught robbing a duke, and then he got hanged, and when he was like 20 or something, and so Davy wants to rob the same duke but not get
when
caught.
When Davy was 20 or
no,
his father
his
was
father
20.
Was like 20 or something.
His father was 20.
Uh-huh. That's the comment, and I'm just sort of, you know, people have kids young.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's Davy's mom?
There's just some woman we never meet who's mentioned.
that's real specific. Okay.
I know. And, yeah.
Okay.
And then, meanwhile, you know, in the story, there's, like, a girl who's trying to convert him the whole time. It's pretty great. In that,
that
way.
Sounds terrible.
Oh, no, it's kind of funny. Because...
What?
You'll see as we go. Okay.
Anything about the music we should know?
The opening song is someone wrote a song about Sinful Davy, which could be, in fact, a traditional song, but also it looked, based off of the credits, that it had been written for this piece of movie...
Literature.
Moviness. Film. Film. For this film.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Yeah. Other than that, the music was borderline Scottish.
I'm squinting at you.
Right. As far as the plot goes, we'll go into the major spoiler section now. It's not...
Quick run through.
Yeah, it's not super duper... duper convoluted. He was
duper.
In the military. He throws his drum that he's beating because he's in the military over the bridge, lands in the water. He does a whole thing. He escapes from the military and, you know this guy's character because they put up his sign and he's like, this guy's wanted for deserting. And then he's upset that they only want 5 guineas for him. And he's like, ah... And then he gets, like, a team of friends. One guy tries to pickpocket him. Oh, my goodness. The excessive use of the word poke in this song,
this movie.
This
is getting, like, increasingly more detail.
I know.
All of a sudden, you just, like, dope.
I know, it's really hard not to do that.
Wow. The word poke.
Yeah, because I just remembered. They use it for the word purse all the time. Uh-huh. Like your money purse. Okay. They're like, you tried to pinch my poke consistently.
Wow.
All the time, Ruth. It was just so intense.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like that should be in like the vocabulary lesson at the beginning with the Greek.
With Hamartia.
You should know what the word poke means.
Poke, if you're in Scotland, it's more Irish anyways. It means purse. And I had to remember that because they started talking about poking and there was a knife involved and I was like, are you threatening to kill him? I can't remember. And then I was like, oh yeah, it's purse.
How did your accent develop over the course of this movie?
Poorly. Poorly, sister. So he teams up with the guy who tried to rob him, whose name is McNabb. And now they're a team robbing, and their first gig goes real bad. And they end up in jail. But actually, first they go visit his dad's grave. And you meet the girl who just drives her cows through the Scottish countryside.
Shepherdess.
Yeah, just a cow, a little cow herd girl. And she quotes scripture at him and is like, stop your evil ways, Davy. Come back to the Lord. And
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, no, and he literally runs away. You see, it's very, very strange in this way. And so then they go and try this thing.
Sounds like my family.
Gets caught, thrown in prison. Let's see. It doesn't go well. Oh, actually, that's not how they get caught. He gets caught. Now, this is weird. He goes into a doctor's house, okay, and he's hiding there, and then the doctor comes out, and he has to go down to the basement to hide, finds all of the nasty doctor things that are in this basement in jars.
Hygiene.
Because we're in the 1800s. He uncovers a sheet and finds a cadaver, which now that I think about it, this scene is kind of alarming. Which, it's like, you know, a skinless body down there.
Oh.
He screams, goes back, knocks over some jars. He's really alarmed. It's really weird. Then he goes up the stairs, opens the door, and the doctor has like a gun pointed at him. And he's like, oh my gosh. And the doctor says, turn around and stick your arm out in front of you and start leaning forward so that it looks like you're running when I shoot you. And then he's like, in that way I can use your body as a cadaver. Because you know how hard it is to get cadavers out here? And you're like,
this is not an okay doctor.
I know! And then Davey's like, actually, I have a better deal for you. What if I brought you a fresh new body instead of you killing me? I'll just go over and get that guy they just hunged.
That works.
Hanged. It did. And he went and got this body out of the graveyard, him and McNabb do.
I guess that is less complicated.
So here's the thing, though. As they're carrying this body out of the graveyard, these soldiers stop them and they have this little chit chat and
just holding the body.
Well, it's in a casket, this massive casket.
Just holding a massive casket.
Well, they're like, what's the casket in the casket? And he's like, well, I don't have a cart.
Oh.
And he's like, so here, I keep my cabbages in there. And so it turns out they do have
serious?
A ton of cabbages in there, and they have a thing of whiskey or whatever in there too. So they open it up, give the people some whiskey, put it back in, lift the casket, the bottom falls out and the body falls out with all the cabbages, and they run off, and then they get caught. Yeah.
That's a little involved.
It's really involved. Like I said,
why
there's
that scene in there?
A lot of material to work with, but like
it just wasn't organized well?
It just wasn't organized well,
okay.
Yeah. Because then they end up in prison and the ladies' prison is on top of their prison, and they wind up smashing the head of person.
What they do is they
literally hold this person by the legs and smash him into the ceiling to bust through the roof of the men's prison into the women's prison. And then they pull each other up, and then they have like a whole party secretly, but not secretly, in
the
prison.
So is the guy's head okay, or is he dead?
He's fine. It's
see,
so weird.
The way you
weird.
Said that, it sounded like he was just gone.
I know. No, he made it out fine.
I
meanwhile, Davey then, after this whole party happens, gets called to the judge.
That's a nice word.
I know.
Party.
As opposed to debauchery.
That's also not the word we would use.
Maybe it was the word that's appropriate. Anyways, so Davey then gets called to the judge, and the judge says, someone's paid your bail. You shouldn't be allowed to be in public, but someone paid your bail. And it was Annie. Annie's like, oh, when will you return to the Lord, Davey?
Is this the one with the cows?
That's right. And the thing is, Annie keeps following him, and he's like, why are you everywhere, Annie? And she's like, well, I just am, or something.
Sounds about right.
Yep. And, so that's, you know, unsuccessful. And then, but see, here's the thing. Right after he sees Annie, it just was so weird, because then he just runs off and winds up spending the night at some random lady's house, Ruth. It was just so non sequitur.
I bet it's explained in the book.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, by the way, the whole thing is voiced over the whole time.
What?
By, like, future Davey is talking the whole time, and he's like, and then I did this. And then it'll be like, as though he's recounting his life.
That seemed like a key thing in, like,
how the story's unfolding.
Yeah.
Well, now everybody knows. And so he's, you know, runs out the door that next morning, slips.
That information is on par with, like, it's in black and white. Is it in black and white?
It's an inset narrative. No, it's not. Okay. It's in color. Yeah, inset narrative. Sorry, guys. Slips off the roof. Then helps this gentleman defend himself from these people who are trying to beat him with rocks or something. And then the gentleman thinks that Davey is a gentleman. And so Davey then pretends to be a gentleman, steals the man's purse,
robs the man of his purse,
drops the purse in front of him, at which point the guy picks it up, having already invited Davey to drinks, realizes he can't pay, and Davey says, well, I'll take you to drinks. Then they go to drinks, and then the other guy invites him to go see the Duke, the very same Duke who he wants to rob, because his dad wanted to rob this guy and failed, and now Davey wants to rob this guy.
So, vengeance.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's no way to live.
Oh my goodness, I just realized the thing is, it's so, like, episodic.
Yeah.
And so, there's actually a whole thing that happened in here that involved, breaking people out of prison, / robbing a carriage, and then almost getting murdered by peasants because they think he's a wealthy person, and then...
Boy, are they wrong.
Yeah, and then him double-crossing them when they find out he's not a wealthy person, mm-hmm. stealing money,
mm-hmm.
and then deserting them on the boat that they were robbing.
Okay.
Yeah. So that all happened. But we're just hitting the highlights, as you can tell.
Highlights on the high road.
Yes. All this time,
now
though,
the
cops are using Annie as an informant. They're like, Annie, tell us where Davey is. It's... before you do. They're trying to get Annie to tell them where Davey is, and she's just not telling them.
Yay, Annie.
Yeah, Annie the sturdy-hearted.
Aw, did they call her that?
Nope.
Aw.
Yeah. So, they wind up doing this really amazing heist at...
Heist!
The... it's actually, I think it's a genius heist at this ball that the mm-hmm. Duke's having, because Davey's in with the Duke now. They're like buds, because he's manipulated his way there. And, he does this thing where he'll, like, dance around the room, steal jewelry, wrap it in a handkerchief, put it on a hook that's in the chimney that his buddy has lowered down the chimney, and his buddy will reel that hook with the handkerchief and the stuff on it up out of the chimney. And then they'll have the gold. Or the jewels.
They do this repeatedly?
Yeah, several times throughout the whole evening.
Whoa.
And he robs most of the people there. It's a huge outrage. And when they question everyone, Davey is just standing right behind the Duke, because no one suspects Davey, because he's the guy that everybody
yeah.
loves.
Uh-huh.
It's a whole thing. So his friends spend the night on the roof with the treasure, but they broke a pearl necklace on accident, and Annie figured out where they were. So when they wake up and meet Davey in the morning outside in the country, they open up the bag and find that it's full of, like, ashes and wood. And they think, what happened? And they also find, that's right, a Bible. And, of course, Davy's like, Annie! Oh, that girl is everywhere! And then he has to go find Annie, and he says, how did you do it? And she says, it wasn't that hard, really. And in that moment, with them talking to it, the cops figure out who he is, and they say, oh my goodness, let's chase him. And they go on this mad chase through the countryside. He steals the horse of a huntsman. There's, like, a hunt going on. Did you know that there's, like, 20 beagles sometimes on these hunts when they chase foxes?
That's a lot.
They had this picture of all these little beagles running across the open plains, and I just thought, so many beagles. I just was shocked, and they were all so small.
Yeah.
It was very weird.
I guess that's how it works. I realized they were kind of small, and I always thought there were, like, two.
I did, too, but there were a lot of little beagles.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would explain several why horses. That works.
Yeah, doesn't it? Yeah. Okay, so they... but then there's this really awkward moment where he tries to go up a bank, and the horse won't go up the bank because it's too steep, and the horse just runs into the bank and flips Davy off into a swamp. And then they run through the swamp, and the other guys get stuck in the swamp, and Davy thinks he's won, and then he runs through the forest, turns around, looks behind him, and are you ready for it, Ruth?
Mm-mm.
Four gets hit in the head with a golf ball.
You're kidding.
So I looked it up. Golf has been around, arguably, since Julius Caesar.
You're kidding!
Golf is a really old thing. People debate how old it is. The first British Open was in 1860, but it was a casual sport, like, in the 15th century. Okay.
Okay.
To the point that it was so popular in Scotland, golf was, that people were neglecting their military duties, and thus golf was outlawed. And I just can't imagine just saying, we're outlawing golf, y'all. And the thing is, then it just didn't work.
Can you say that with a Scottish accent?
We're outlawing golf, y'all.
Oh. So that's why they don't do that.
Yeah. By King James II of Scotland, for those who are wondering. This was in 1457. You can fact check, look it up, feel free. I could be totally wrong.
I feel like there's something important about James.
The second? He's too early, though, for him to be...
Be what?
Be James of England as well, I think. I don't think the trees have joined yet.
No, I mean, I just thought they had interesting rulers. Was this one particularly... I
think he was called the Horrible.
There.
The rules were largely ignored, however, and golf continued to be a big craze, and that's why it's reasonable that Davy got hit in the back of the head with a golf ball, because golf was still a thing. So then, he goes and he gets put in front of the court, and Ruth, this court is a Toad of Toad Hall courtroom. Legitimately,
like Wind in the Willows movies.
Yes, like the Wind in the Willows movie where the where the judge sits is way up high.
Yeah,
and then there's behind them are these just
with all the wood paneling.
Wood paneling, and behind them are these crowds of people like going up and up and up.
Whoa!
That is this set is that, and I just suddenly realized why the Toad of Toad Hall set looked like that. It was such a scary scene in the Wind in the Willows. Just very not. Yeah, no, but this is a little less scary, but still very intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately had a reference for it as, you know, Toad.
Go watch Wind in the Willows.
Yeah.
Or read the books.
Or read the books. They're great. They inspired A.A. Milne to write Winnie the Pooh.
That makes total sense.
Yeah, exactly. So Annie says, why can't he just go to Australia?
Why can't he just go to Australia?
Because she wants him not to die. And they're like, well, because... there's some great line about not wanting to blight them with our blight or something like that.
Have they been to Australia?
And then the Duke, who was robbed, who was so charmed by him, tries to speak up for him, and they're like, but we need consistency, you're supposed to be the law of the land, and he's like, well, I suppose I won't do that then. He's like, I'm sorry, Davy, it's a problem. And then they're like, I guess you're gonna be hanged.
Who has he killed, by the way?
Nobody in the movie.
What?
I mean, in real life, I think he killed people. I'm pretty sure he did.
What kind of censoring is this?
I'm just saying. Anyways. So he's sentenced to be hanged. Annie visits him in prison. Davey's really upset because he thinks he's failed. He's like, I didn't do what my dad did. My dad would be so upset. It's a whole thing. And then the Duke proceeds. They're all, and while Annie and Davey are talking, they open the door and they're like, courtesy of the Duke. And they like remove all the sad furniture and bring in all this royal, like a desk what? Made of oak and a high-backed cushioned chair.
What?
And beautiful furniture and books. And then Davey has this idea.
Oh, no.
Because actually a psychologist also comes in. What? Like one of the old-timey phrenologists who studies
like measures your
the
skull.
Brain. Exactly. And studies your skull.
I like those
and
guys.
They're trying to, they're wondering what makes him so special. What makes this guy so special? So they're measuring this man's skull, Davey's skull. And I
special
because he was such a wild highwayman, and yet everyone loved him. Apparently, he was very amicable. So they were like, "What?" And so then he has this idea, and he says, "I'll write my own memoirs." And it is pointed out by someone in the room, and then that's who we find out who's been voicing over the whole thing is these memoirs. And we find out someone in the room says, "Davey, you just claimed to have done that thing that was done when you were not even born yet." And Davey's like, nobody cares. I did it. It's all fine.
So we don't know if the story was true.
Oh, no! No, of course.
Oh, yeah. That's why they cut out things.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
makes sense. Oh, that's cool.
It's a really cool idea. So then, Annie goes to see the Duke, and she says, "Oh, Duke, would you just please give him a good coffin? Because, you know, he was such a good guy and you couldn't stand up for him. Give him a real coffin instead of like one of those pine wood coffins." And he says, "Oh, no. I will do that for him." And then she says, "Would you give him a good Christian burial as well? You know, with a priest and things. Maybe maybe his soul will be saved after he's dead."
Uh-huh.
And he says, "Okay, okay." So they do. The tears work.
Uh-huh.
And
the
then
tears work.
We see Annie sneak into the Undertaker's apartments and knock out the Undertaker with a brick.
Okay, hang on.
From the rafters, what? Okay? And Davey is now going to the noose. And he finishes, he dedicates this whole thing to the Duke, his memoirs to the Duke. He's going to the noose, and he's like, "Where's Annie? Shouldn't Annie be here?"
Oh, and, that's so sad.
If you see Annie, tell her that, you know, tell her I converted. She would probably appreciate that. So they go up. And as he's standing there, the hangman goes to put the noose on him, and he looks at the hangman, and who is the hangman? McNabb, his old friend from earlier.
Oh.
And so they put the noose on him, the crowd is getting really excited, because it's a crowd, because it's a public execution. He gets hung, except there's a huge pile of cushions underneath where him, McNabb, and... oh, it's someone else. Oh, I can't remember who the other person is. But they drag him out and they're like, "Be quiet." They dump him in what is his casket. They're like, "Stay in the casket." They close the casket. And then the casket is taken onto the funeral cart by the guards. McNabb and the other guy drive the funeral cart out of town. And then the girls, because there was actually another girl as well, who tagged up with McNabb later. Okay. They hitch a ride on the back. I was really pleased to see this. They're the ones who hitched a ride on the back of the cart. They ran to catch up and sat on it. And then they took it all the way out of town to the burial. At the burial, good Christian burial with the priest who's reading the Bible, they open it up, and out comes Davey, glad to be alive. And there's, of course, because it's Scotland, there's bagpipes.
Uh-huh.
And the bagpipes switch from being, like, a funeral dirge to a jig. And they all start dancing. It's really exciting. And then the last scene is, you know, Davey and Annie tending her cows together in the fields. You know, he's given up. He goes off and he's like, "Now we're gonna, you know, just like you always said, Annie, we'll spend time together." And
is this last part still voiced over by him?
No. Okay, so this last part is the creative license that they take. And so they say that, of course, Davey escaped. He's had a trick for everything. He escaped from prison, like, four times. He's got a way out. So they hanged, but he didn't actually die. And he escaped, and he lived the rest of his days happily.
The problem is that is too clever.
Oh. I think it would be a great movie. I still think... Yeah. I think it would be a great remake. The whole thing, it could be a really good movie. I skipped over the whole Annie and Davy have way more... Not way more. They have at least two romantic scenes that are just so hard to watch. Don't know why. They're just... The dialogue is really hard. They just... Like, Anakin and Padme level.
Oh!
It was really very... Yeah. Yeah, I just...
Go back to Star Wars.
Why are you trying to convert me, Annie? And she says, no, I'm not trying to convert you. I'm trying to save your soul. It's very complicated. But yeah. Huh. It's all based on these memoirs that actually existed. And
yeah.
I just think it's such a cool story. And I like the twist at the end where he actually survived. And, you know, it's really fun. I think it's fun. It's a fun story. And I think that today it could be redone really well. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's the sort of anti-hero we're craving in this century.
That's true.
Everybody wants a bad guy.
Well.
These days. Yeah.
Depends on who you talk to.
That's true. We actually want good guys. But we recognize our flaws in the bad guys.
We just recognize that those heroes maybe weren't good.
Exactly. Well, folks, that's all for this week's episode. Actually, something that I should encourage our listeners to do is to like the podcast on whatever platform that you're listening to it on and leave a review if possible. Apple Podcasts has reviews, so if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, it would be really awesome if you could leave a good review for us. Additionally, that's how the algorithms work and know that we exist.
Additionally?
Yeah, we want the algorithms to know we exist, so it suggests us to people, and then people are like, oh, look at that thing.
We'll work on our quality.
Yeah, we're doing all right. Also, the day that this podcast comes out, which is not today, because we don't record the day of, but we will be launching our YouTube channel, Ruth.
What?
I know.
I was not aware
of
this.
But see, here's the thing about the YouTube channel. It isn't going to have our whole podcast on it. It's only going to have the zero spoiler and low spoiler section of the podcast. So, if you think...
I'm going to be deeply disappointed.
No! If you think that your friend might like a movie, you can send them the link to YouTube.
Oh.
Right? Because then they can listen to that part on YouTube and judge whether they might want to either watch the movie or listen to the podcast. And there are more people who are willing to watch and listen to YouTube
than...
Can
we put, like, more helpful information in, like, the description? Like... stuff that maybe is mentioned that should be in the
description of the YouTube video?
Yeah.
We could, so theoretically.
Like, no spoiler stuff that's mentioned in the later sections?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
We can do that. That could work. But yes, that's the newest thing. We also have a Twitter, which thousands of people are following, Ruth. Did you know?
Falsehoods.
We're really bad at Twitter. I don't know what to do. It's just sitting there.
It's only been like a week.
I know. I don't really understand how it works, so we're just going to let it sit there. If you're a Twitter person, feel free to do whatever that does.
Twit.
It's time to finish with the song.
Oh.
Are you ready?
I forgot about this.
Oh, Davy was a highwayman! And we talked about him today.
La,
oh, Davy was a crazy man.
La, la, la.
And this is what we'll say. La, listen la, to la. Our podcast in the future and you'll see there are other people who are a little bit more like me.
That's all, folks.
Thanks so much for listening. Bye.